Aretium, a project of the Rotary Club Arezzo Est in the 50th year of its foundation, aimed at promoting knowledge of the city's historical, artistic and cultural heritage. We are at Santa Maria della Pieve, which straddles Corso Italia in Piazza Grande and is among Arezzo's most important places of daily worship. Founded in the 11th century, the Pieve is the result of a process of development across the centuries, representing Romanesque and Gothic architectural styles. It is considered one of the numerous beautiful religious buildings in Italy. The Presbytery. The part of the church that has undergone the most changes over the centuries is undoubtedly the presbytery. In ancient time, it was accessed by a large center staircase greeted by the majestic multi-paneled altarpiece created by 14th century Italian Gothic painter Pietro Lorenzetti with its spires and the splendid richness of gold. The painting depicts the throne of the Virgin Mary and the saints who crowned her. Bishop Tarlati, a former archpriest of the Pieve, commissioned it from the great Sienese painter with a deed dated the 17th of April 1320 for the sum of 160 Pisan lire, with the obligation not to make other commitments until the work was completed. Famous Renaissance master Giorgio Vasari, born in Arezzo, wanted to transform the apse part of the presbytery into the family chapel. He removed Lorenzetti's painting to place in a side altar, depriving it of the predella, a platform on which an altar is placed, and the painted side columns and spires. In its place, Vasari positioned a sizable wooden altar with the apostles and members of his family in the center. He opened a large window in the apse to give light to the church, already overloaded with walls, which was then closed during the 19th century restoration works. Vasari's altar was transferred to the nearby church in a small village called Badia. The remains of Lorenzetti's multi-paneled paintings were relocated to its previous place. By increasing the height difference with the nave and opening the crypt on the front, access was provided via two flights of lateral stairs. The ancient cross of Margaritone has been given new life after careful restoration and has also found its place in the presbytery. In the scene below is the so-called denial of Peter, who, as the story from the Bible goes, warms himself by the fire as a rooster crows three times to remind him of the triple denial Christ predicted he would give in knowing the Lord. On the other side stands a copy of Rubens, an extraordinary work by an extraordinary 19th century Sienese copyist, depicting the Holy Family with extensive style references to Michelangelo, filling the austere and solemn presbytery with light and tenderness. And finally, above you, in the main window, you can see a precious stained glass window by John the Baptist, the work of the Moretti firm of Perugia, which was shattered during the Second World War. The organ, with over 5,000 pipes, overlooks the presbytery. Aretium, a project of the Rotary Club Arezzo Est in the 50th year of its foundation, aimed at promoting knowledge of the city's historical, artistic and cultural heritage. Narrated by Pavlina Kikacci. Edited and produced by Gloria Peruzzi, with a special thanks to Don Alvaro Bardelli and Arezzo in Tour Foundation.